Blog Talk Radio.
Find it again. We're going to give you the best relationship advice ever this morning. This is opportunity for you to check yourself and check your relationships, because if you don't, you could be without a man or without a woman. You could be relationshipless. No relationship in your life. No one to witness your life. No one to care about your life. I'm going to give you the best relationship advice ever, ever, that will help your relationships in the future and now. Before we get into it, I want to talk about this upcoming event. We had a serious event at Charlie's Thursday night. We had Black Card Holders Rock. And the Black Card Holders rock. The Black Card Holders are growing leaps and bounds. If you didn't experience the Black Card way of life Thursday, you missed a serious treat. We had an entertainer, international recording artist, come all the way from Philadelphia. We had Carol Robinson with the Pop-Up Boutique Fashion Show. We had four birthday parties. Kat Rollins, who's a Black Card holder, she is also on the Housewives of Benning Road. She celebrated her birthday. Melinda Smith celebrated her birthday. Yvette celebrated her birthday. It was on and on and on. But what was spectacular about it, it was a Black Card way of life. Black Card way of life. Better life, better world, better now, better you. Everything was $5. You can't go nowhere in D.C. and experience that. I mean, Hennessy, Courvoisier, Ciroc, Long Island Iced Tea. A Long Island Iced Tea has about six different top shelf liquors in it, and you can only pay $5 on a Black Card night. Come on, let's get real. Get your Black Card. Go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on the Black Card. Relationships. The upcoming event, Milestone, Be There Magazine. From Russell's News to Be There Magazine, July 22nd. It's going to be a spectacular event and a milestone honoring the icons of D.C. and Virginia and Maryland, celebrating 35 years of publishing. From Russell's News to Be There Magazine, the big reunion. We're bringing everybody back. Dick Gregory, Willie Jolly. We're going to bring people from Montgomery County. We're going to have all the Russell's Angels. We're going to have the Black Card holders. We're going to have businesses, vendors. Everything is going to be spectacular, and we're going to celebrate not only being alive, but being alive and being through the struggle. Before Facebook, before Twitter, before Instagram, it was Russell's News, a pioneer in getting the word out to the community. And come out and see people that you don't normally see, because people don't come out all the time. But what we're going to be doing is making sure that people see each other. It was brought to my attention on Facebook that people are leaving each other. You know, people are still getting fired. Men are being fired by women, and women are being fired by men. But how do you get in a relationship in 2016? And you can't hold the job. You can't hold the job. Relationships are hard. They take a lot of dedication, focus, and work. Finding the right person to settle down with can often feel like very, very frustrating. It's a game of chance. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, you could start talking to a man or a woman, and she could be crazy. You can't hide your crazy. Crazy is serious. And sometimes it comes out, and you can mess around here and date somebody, and they crazy. So you got to know
it's hard. Even when you do find the right one, you still have to work and cut yourself out of what you need to do, or make sure you get yourself together, because you have to maintain the relationship, and that's the hard part. I'm going to give you some reasons and things you can do to make sure that your relationship really lasts. If you're looking for a little guidance when it comes to love, you've come to the right place. This is today's relationship. But I hope Marilyn Bland is the woman. She's got the insight of a woman. She's a woman beyond a woman, and I've been around the block a time or two. This is not my first rodeo. So pull up a chair if you're at the house, or if you're in having a cup of coffee at McDonald's, or you're in your bed. Get real and get ready to get busy, because I'm going to give it to you straight talk, no chasing. Information that's hard to swallow and good to know. Welcome, Marilyn. Before I start, how are you today?
Good morning, Russell. I'm great, and it's good to be here.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. It's looking forward to you coming to the big event, because people want to see you up first. They hear you on the air every Saturday morning, and they say, "Who is that? Her voice is such an elegant voice. It's so profound. It sounds like she's just awesome." I said, "Well, she's more than that. She's all that in a bag of chips, pumpkin seeds, and some ice cream."
Well, thank you, Russell.
So they want to see you up close and personal. They want to get autographs. They want to take pictures. They want to see you. So we're looking forward to you being two places. I want you to be at Roof Wright's house, which is going to be the mansion of the mansion in Woodmore. They're going to be honoring me and myself both, Scott, honors for what we're doing in the community. And then I'm going to be putting on the event of a lifetime, the milestone. I'm encouraging everybody to go get your tickets. I had the 35 discount tickets because that's the year that we're celebrating, but the ticket's going to be 45 and 55. And I'm telling you, do not embarrass me. I'm not going to be on the door. I'm going to act like you don't know me. I mean, I'm not going to know nobody. On the day of the event, I've spent all this time advertising, promoting, talking to people, putting tickets in people's hands so they can pay later. I got that payment plan. If your money's funny, we can do the layaway plan like Kmart. You need to pay $5 a week, whatever you need to do. But don't come to me on the day of the show and everybody's there and everybody's dressed and you come, you know, wobbling your monkey behind up to the door. Where's Russell? And call me, and I come to the door, and can I get a discount ticket? You know, I don't want to pay the 50. You know, don't do that to me. It's embarrassing, and it's not right when you got ample time. I mean, you could do, like you say, the layaway plan. You could put $5 down on it and pay on it every week until you pay for it. Well, if you see me out, I'll hand you a ticket in your hand, and you can pay on it as you go, or you can pay the balance when you get there. I'll work with you, but don't embarrass me on the day of the show and say you need a ticket, a discount. That's not right. You know, don't do a brother like that. But here's the key, Marilyn. This relationship thing is hard. And the summertime is here. People don't have relationships for the summer. They have nobody to go to the beach with. They have nobody to go to the arcade with, the King's Dominion. You know, well, these are things that people do during the relationship season of summer. Summer is a time when you can go away on trips, your timeshare. Could you imagine having a timeshare and nobody to share the time with? You have to sell it or rent it out because you can't go yourself. You have to go with.
Yes, that would be something.
That's what happens, man. People got RCI timeshare. You can go anywhere in the United States for 2 weeks. And when they 2 weeks come about, they say, "Wow, I need to go somewhere. I got a 4-bedroom condominium that I can go to Hawaii. You know, I ain't got to pay nothing but just the fees, man, a couple $100. Wow, but they got nobody to take. You know, they have nobody to take to the timeshare.
Or if you thought you had somebody and you bought it together and then you had to sell it.
Well, if you put it together, then you really stepped on yourself. If you bought something,
right.
The number one thing to do is don't buy nothing with somebody if that person is not with you. If that person is truly not in your life, don't buy something like timeshare. You know, we're planning on being
but
together.
But how do you know? How do people know? Because you know, and I know, Russell, that happens. I mean, you hear about it. People buy homes together because they think it is, you know, they think they're together, or even though they have not made that commitment, they have convinced themselves that we're going to be together, and then they see it as, you know, they don't see it as anything that's really, well, they don't see the downfall of it by not being married and committed. Don't you talk to people who still do that even in this day and time where people still go in together?
Well, there was a full-blown high-volume relationship. Tom Joyner, he was dating a girl, and the girl was not married, but she had a house with somebody else because she was planning on marrying that individual. But what he did, he had enough money to buy that person out, give that person the money, and that way he married her, and then he bought her old house. But that's the number one thing that I'm going to give you advice about. And it's funny that we talked about that. It came up because the number one thing to make for a best relationship is take it easy. The best relationship advice I have gotten or I can give anybody is to take it easy. Easy does it. Too often we get caught up in fear-based needs to control our partner or pull up or be with somebody. Somebody don't want to be alone. People are scared to be alone. The advice impacts the way, you know, you approach romantic relationships, and it allows you to get more space or take more time or relatively get more peace and happiness and respect. People want peace, happiness, and respect. So the number one thing is to take it easy. Take it easy. Don't rush nothing. I mean, even if it's good to you, it may not be good for you. You have to rush. Don't rush into it. Take it easy. That's what people need to know, you know. And the number two thing to have a best relationship is give it 90%. You may not be able to give it 100%, but give it 90%. You know, please give it 90%. Anything you do, try to do it good. You know, think about giving 90% to your partner, and you both will be very happy. That means that it's important that you think about that person all the time, or you try to make sure that they have what they need. You know, that 10% is for understanding that sometimes it's okay to be a bit selfish. So you need to hold back 10%. Don't give somebody 100% of nothing, because if you give them 100%, what you got for yourself? You just giving, and there's nothing for you. But hold 10% back for you. Make sure that you can give yourself something. So somebody say, hey, I want to go to the beach today. And you may say, hey, I don't want to go. You know, I want to lay in the bed. You know, does that kind of make sense?
Yes, what you're saying makes good sense. And it's amazing because had a conversation. It's amazing. It's something about relationships, because oftentimes when I'm out, you know, I interact with people, and then when we come here for the radio show, some of those topics have come up. Like this past week, I was speaking to this gentleman who is getting ready to get married, and he never thought he would get married again. Now, he and his fiance both have been married before, but, you know, he had declared that, hey, there's no way he would never get married again. So a lot of the things you said really made sense about taking it easy, and I see how it's all coming together, because he explained to me that this is someone that he didn't just meet. He's been dating, you know, had people. This was like a friend, someone he'd known for over 20 years. But, you know, they were both married and, you know, working in the same corporation and all that. So they were familiar with each other, knew each other, but they had never dated. And he realized that in talking with her, when they would have discussions, that she'd been in relationships, but she was one of those, I guess, that, you know, gave so much and people would take advantage of her. The guys would come in, they saw what she had, and, you know, she'd just been in, you know, a lot of, I guess you would say, bad relationships where she just didn't get the respect that she deserved. But you know, somehow they've come together and they've decided that they are for each other. But one thing that I heard the gentleman say is that there are things about me that she doesn't like, and there are things about her that I don't like. But we understand that, and we've agreed, you know, that, you know, it's enough for us to move on because we're never going to find anyone. It's never going to be perfect. So I think that's something to keep in mind. You're never going to find anyone who is every single thing you want, but I think that's where the love and the understanding comes in. That's where love covers for, but you got to have something there that's worth making the commitment for. And I guess when they look back, it's like, hey, we've known each other for 20 years. We pretty much know each other. We've never been in a relationship. We never dated. We've only been friends. And he even said that if he had to go out looking for someone, he still probably would not be getting married. So that says a lot, because you started out by saying, take it easy, you know, relax. And that does take time. But a lot of times when we're talking here, it's like people are ready to find someone and get married. So it's like, hey, where's the time? What do you do? And that might be something, too, that said to me, maybe we need to reflect and look back. Maybe there is someone in your life that you've been friends with. That person's not married. You all have just been friends. You never considered it. But that very well might be an option, because we had a long discussion and just some of the things, you know, we were talking about, and I gave some of the advice that we talk about on the radio show, and they said they're going to start calling in. Well, he said he's going to start calling in, you know, listening sometime, but I just think it's amazing, and I asked myself, and I even had the, you know, it came up when we were talking, why are so many people who are dating, married, or consider themselves a couple, why are they miserable, Russell? Why are people together and miserable?
Well, that's what we're doing.
Even when they're not married.
We're going to give advice to make sure people become not miserable. This is the best advice ever. Number three, you are responsible for your own happiness. You are responsible for your own happiness. It's not your partner's job to make you happy. It's your job to make yourself happy. Let's be clear on that. It's your job to make yourself happy. It's good when your partner is acting in a mood or doing things that make you feel good, but they're not obligated to do that. It's not up to them. It's up to you to be happy when you come there. You want to come to the partner already happy. Could you imagine getting in the bed with somebody and they ain't happy, and you're going to try to make them happy? They got to be in some kind of happy mood before they can even start making love. That's why women say, I got a headache. I ain't happy. Everything ain't going good today. So I ain't got time to try to get in bed and make you happy, you know. But if she gets in bed and she already happy, she got a big promotion on her job or something, whatever, you know, something there happy. When she get in the bed, all you got to do is finish the happiness. You don't have to make her happy. You can finish the happiness because she's already
No,
happy.
It's funny. It's amazing. It's amazing you said that about the headache, because I was at this seminar, and I guess that must be a common thing, the headache, but the gentleman, even though he was married and his wife was there, right out of his mouth, he said, yeah, when you say you have a headache, there's another woman somewhere else that has an aspirin in her purse. So,
yeah, but see, that's what I said, that you shouldn't have to go and get that aspirin. You know what I'm saying? You should make your wife, you know, your wife should be in a happy mood. She should be happy about her life. She should be happy about having a husband, happy about having a house, happy about having some frying pans, man, to put some eggs in. She should be happy when she get up in that house. When she walks through the door, it should be a happy thing, man. All you got to do is extend the happiness. But if she's not happy, and then she looks at you, and you go to touch her, and she's like, I got a headache, that means that she don't like you like that. And that means that there's something in the milk's not clean, and you shouldn't have to go get that aspirin lady. You know, the aspirin should be your wife. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with nobody that I have to access and to make them do something or to get them to do something. You should be able to take the index of your, this is my theory, I should be able to take the index of my finger, my index finger, and lightly touch one strand of her hair, and she immediately start giving me oral because she want to, because she love me like that. But if I got to pull somebody's head or guide somebody, that ain't the way it's supposed to be. You know, it's supposed to be happiness. People's supposed to be happy. So you got to make yourself happy. That's what you got to do. The next thing is stop waiting and live your life.
Number four, stop waiting. And when a person is single and stressed out about finding love, it's hard. If you're a confirmed bachelor, or you are what they call a woman, some women say, I want to be an old maid. I don't want to have no man. I just want to be old, and they call it an old maid. You know, this girl said, she claims that she needs to be calm, down, chill, stop expecting love to be there already. You sense the entitlement is killing your ability to attract a good man. When you realize that he was right, and then you stop waking up every day feeling angry that you don't have anybody. Some people are bitter because they don't have nobody. They can't stand Christmas. They can't stand New Year's Eve. They can't stand Valentine's Day, the day they want to just get rid of, because they mad as all hell. What the hell? Why the hell is everybody running around with cards and hearts, and I can't even go get my groceries? I walk in the Giant, there's balloons all over the place. I mean, I ain't got time for that mess. I think it's a fake holiday. Some of the white man made that holiday to get your money, because they ain't got no man. So you got to realize that Hallmark ain't going nowhere. Hallmark ain't going nowhere. Hallmark ain't going to die. No matter how much the internet comes up, no matter, you can always email somebody or call. You can always, text somebody. But Hallmark ain't going to never die.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. So what people look at, if you in love, you can't walk by the Hallmark card aisle. You can't walk by the Hallmark card. But if you ain't got nobody, if you womanless or you manless, and you ain't got nobody, you can go to the grocery store and bypass the Hallmark card aisle. There's certain things you can bypass if you get relationship. You can bypass the Gerber food aisle because you ain't got no baby. You can keep walking to the next aisle, and it can be a dog food or pet aisle. You can walk right by the dog food or pet aisle because you ain't got no dog. You ain't got no pet. You keep on walking. All of a sudden, you say you get to the Hallmark card aisle, and you go down there, you look at it, and they got a card for your certificate, other cards. Well, you ain't got nobody. You ain't got nobody. You can just card worthy in your life. You walk right by the Hallmark card aisle. So I'm saying to you, you got to realize that. And life is, you got to have somebody who is Hallmark card worthy in your life. You want that. Number five is love yourself. You can't love anyone more than you're willing to love yourself. If this advice don't touch your heart, this is the best advice I could give anybody today. Love yourself. Learn to love yourself. It's important to care about your mind, your body, your spirit. Love is like the oxygen mask on a plane, man. You have to love it. You don't wait for it to drop down when you can't breathe. You know, constantly have air in your life that is making you feel happy. You want to live. You know, the advice I give you is a winning advice. Because if you can love yourself, people see that you love yourself. They look at you, they can tell that you take care of yourself. You done shined your shoes, you brushed your hair, you brushed your teeth. You know, you walk by you got some kind of cologne on. Women look and say, oh, my God, I think I can get with this guy. I think he's worthy. If he washed his body like that by himself, if he got the washcloth and washed his armpits and washed his whole body down himself, that man cares about him. I think I could wash him. I wouldn't mind washing him my own self. If he could wash himself that good, I think I could wash him even better. And that's the number one thing a man wants from a woman that nobody else can give him except his mother when he was a little teeny baby is a bath. If you love a woman, love you so much, she can give you a bath and bathe you like you're a 3-year-old. Hold your arms up, you know. Put your arms down the water. You know, you're a grown man, but she's bathing you. Take one hand and wash your hand. So I'm telling you, you can't get that kind of love from a woman if you can't bathe yourself. If you're stinking already and she can smell you, she has no desire to bathe you. So love yourself.
You're telling me like it is this morning, Russell.
I'm giving this just the best relationship advice ever. I'm giving you the best relationship advice ever. Give me your aspect on loving yourself and how important it is.
It is essential, because we all know that how can you make someone else happy? How can someone else even be happy around you if you're not happy within yourself? And I think that's a big mistake or a problem in a lot of relationships, is that a person might go into a relationship and they're happy within themselves. And don't get me wrong, because if you love yourself and you truly love yourself, no one can change that. But at the same time, people can make you miserable, or you can, you know, each other miserable, because jealousy and envy, those things creep up in relationships also, sometimes unknowingly. But you could actually make your partner miserable by the way you act or your insecurity. So it's just so important to love yourself. And I think more than anything, and it was confirmed when I was speaking with this gentleman, that ongoing conversation, nothing can take the place of that, Russell, in a relationship. It's ongoing conversation. So each time we speak about relationships, one thing I've noticed is that this is information that's been out there, it's going to be out there, but people have to take heed. They have to take time, and that's something that I know for a fact that people in general, I'm just speaking in general, that we still don't really take that time, because, you know, we see what we want when we want it, but what we fail to realize is that we have not made the investment, or we didn't do what we needed to do to be where we want to be. Yet, at the same time, we want it, and we want it now. So I would encourage everyone who's out there.
Go ahead.
That's fine.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to finish up these best advice ever in relationships. And that's what you say. People want it. They want it now. They want the love now. They want it. They don't want to wait. They want it right away. They want to say, give it to me now. I don't want to wait. But we'll be right back with today's relationships and the best ever relationship advice you could ever get. It's hard. I'm telling you, relationships are hard. Today's relationships, the best relationship advice I could give you ever. Take this to heed and play this over and over again. The lines are lit up. If you want to chime in, you can chime in. I know it's important to listen, but we want to hear from you also. I want to give you number 6. Don't put boundaries on others. You can't put boundaries on someone else. Let's say it again. You can't put boundaries on someone else. Only yourself. If someone is treating you badly, you can't change their behavior, but you can ask yourself why you accept it and how you can put the boundaries on yourself so that you won't accept it. You have to tell yourself, I'm not going to accept that. Are you crazy? What makes you think that I won't accept your bad behavior? Instead of feeling like a victim of circumstance, you can empower yourself to reject bad treatment and choose a different person. You can always kick somebody to the curb. Nobody's bound to you, especially if you're not married to them. You can say, hey, look, I'm out. You know, and what you got from me. I always tell people all the time, what you got from me, you got. There is no more to get unless you put some more in it to get something. In other words, you cannot get, the well is dry. So don't put boundaries on others. Don't have them think that they can do stuff that you want them to do when they don't want to do it. Number seven, sometimes love is where you least expect it. The hottest, most fun, sexiest, interesting, growth-stimulating, spontaneous, most romantic, eye-catching, romantic experience could be anywhere. You could be walking down the street, and somebody could walk by you, and you could turn around and start following them, and it could lock, man. I mean, Cupid's arrow has no cut card. I mean, it could hit you at any point, man. That's why some people look at a woman in a bar, and they see a woman across the bar, and they say, send her a bottle of champagne, and they look at their buddy, and they say, I'm going to marry that girl. And they haven't even talked to the girl yet. They just think the Cupid's arrow has hit them just that way, and they do marry that person. You know, always be ready for the unexpected. This doesn't have to be any grand gestures either. It could be one of the best places you can meet somebody is in the grocery store. I'm telling you, in the grocery store, you can see how somebody shops, whether they got a big family, whether they're just shopping for themselves, or whether they like certain things, you know, or if you like certain things. You can strike up a good conversation in a grocery store. Number eight, put some effort into it. First, you simply must put time and energy into dating, a combination of online dating and socializing, perhaps including speed dating or some kind of social mixers. You could have came to the Black Card Holders Rock the other night, and there was a lot of people there that was, you know, could meet somebody. And secondly, you must go about dating the right way, from a positive attitude and an effective online dating profile. Online dating is still a bit to do. You can meet somebody online, and a lot of people don't discuss it. A lot of people think it's still embarrassing that they're online, because online, in some cases, dictates to some people that it's the last resort, that they just losers. They can't find somebody unless they have to go online. But the internet changed the game, because online now, you have some top-of-line women. You have to screen through it. But if you get on a dating site, Black Singles Now or whatever it is, I think there's one called Black Singles or something like that. But whatever it is, there's a whole bunch of them. You can just click on online dating. And there's, in between the dating online, there's a top-of-line woman, a top-of-line man that's on there. He may not be somebody you could see normally, or she may not be somebody you could ever really meet. But the advantage of online dating is they're going to give you a profile of who they are. It's like shopping for tomatoes. I mean, you can sit there and say, hey, I want some tomatoes, but I want them to be ripe. I want them to be this. I want them to be that. You can look at the profile, and you can say, this woman is hot, but look what she's already done, and here's what she's got, and here's what. And all of a sudden, when you call her or you get the first call, you halfway in, because you got the profile. You got information on that person. It's not like you're going cold. I mean, I had to stop online dating for myself because it was just too easy. Now, if you're a man and you got a whole lot of charisma, a lot of gift to gab, and you look halfway decent and you physically in shape, online dating, it becomes like you can just, it's like stealing from a baby. It's just too easy. I had to stop, because it was like, you know, I mean, it was just too easy. I want some kind of challenge. Because they saw me, is this guy like a steak on sale? I got to have him. I mean, it was just too easy. So you got to, because it's just a balance. What do you think about online dating now?
Well, I guess the question would be, do you always get what presented? Is that the way it really is? That would be one of the questions in my mind. And I think it would be good to hear from people. You know, I've never done online dating, but I was just going to suggest perhaps we should do a show from people who have met their love online, and, you know, just share some advice with us, because that's an area that I could, you know, definitely stand to hear from someone who has experienced it and knows what it's really like. I think that would be an excellent show for us to have. Someone who has started from the beginning.
I'm going to do that. But answer your question.
when online dating first started, it was somebody could perpetrate a fraud. They could put something up and say, you know, I'm 6 feet two, and the guy could be 5 feet eight. And then when you get to meet the guy, you know, you say, oh, you lied, man. You know, that's an old picture you put up. That's not how you look today. But this is 2016. Online dating, you dare to do this. There is no faking now. You follow what I'm saying? The only thing you can fake about is where you live or how much money you got. But you ain't going to fake your look. not in 2016, because they're going to say, FaceTime me. They want to say, well, you know, FaceTime me. You know what I'm saying? They want to say, go live. You can go live. There's no way you can fool somebody about how you look today. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get what you see is what you're going to get, because the person going to see you before they go come see you for real. I mean, the technology now is so advanced that you can talk to that person in, you know, in live. You know, in person, you know, on your phone.
When they make the claims about, you know, their assets, what they're worth, and these type of things, because that's one of the things
that's where they can possibly fool you. But technology killed the player. You can no longer fake that. They can say, you can say, you know what, I got a big house. Well, let me see your address. You can Google it. I mean, there's no way that the dude can fool you today. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, show me your MD, huh? You know,
right,
send me a copy of your MD.
That's right. Or they can say to you, you know, I'm going to investigate you. I'm going to do a background check. There's an app for that. I mean, the thing today is changed. In 2016, there is no such thing as you want to fool somebody, man. You got to be real.
Okay.
You got to be a monkey fool to try to lie to somebody. It killed the player. Technology killed it. You can't lie to somebody now. You can't go. You can't go to a girl's house and say, I'm not with the boys. And you at your girlfriend's, your second girlfriend's house. Your main girl could say, GPS me. You got the phone. I mean, it's worse than call ID, man. It's worse than, you know, call. They can say, take a picture of where you at and text it to me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to Skype you right now.
I'm going to Skype you. I'm going to FaceTime me. Or just not even Skype me. FaceTime me, hold a camera, do a virtual panorama room where you're at. You at your boy's house. FaceTime. What bar are you at?
My phone is going dead. I forgot to charge. My phone is going dead. I wanted to call you before it went dead.
Well, then guess what? The relationship is dead also. Go get somebody else's phone. You know, see, the phone thing won't work no more because everybody has a cell phone. So the phone thing don't work. You can say, hey, my phone's going dead. Go borrow a phone. You know, I mean, people, if they, you know, you get this, everybody got a phone. So if your phone's going dead, you can say, hey, go borrow so-and-so's phone. You know what I mean? Just take a picture of the thing right now where you're at. Take a picture of the bar. Take a picture of the guy. You know what I mean? You just can't win that one, Marilyn. I mean, you just can't. You know, just the best thing to do with this
shit now. That's a good thing,
though.
That's a good thing because it goes back to what we said all the time. Just be honest and you don't have to worry about those things because what does
right,
you,
if tell you
want
it, you
a good,
a girl,
strong relationship.
You meet a girl
now,
the thing to do is to be honest. If you're married,
honest.
You say to that woman, I'm married, but I mess around. Do you mess around? Then she has an option to say, I don't mess with married men. Or you say to her, look, I'm married. I've got two other chicks that I'm servicing. I'm just servicing two other chicks, but you look so hot today, I want to service you. Are you interested? Just be honest. You got to talk to you straight up. So you tell the person, hey, guess what? I don't have a lot of money. I got a wife, and she's semi-broke. We're struggling, but I have to get other women to supplement my income for my household and my child. But I got somebody doing that, but also got somebody that takes the pressure off my wife sexually, and I want you to help me with that. But also I need somebody with some deep pockets. How much can you write a month? Check, can you write a month?
I guess this is complex.
Yeah, it's complex. The woman has to make a decision. She said, okay, I'll deal with this. And you got some women that would say, hey, her money's so long, her money long as train smoke, she'd say, hey, I will pay for everything as long as you take care of me. You know, if you take care of me physically, emotionally, psychologically, and take me out periodically, if I got to go somewhere, then I will underwrite your life. It's called underwriting your life. I will write a check. And they call them gigolos. But some women don't mind writing a check. If you're going to, but you got to be there now. You got to be on, you're on lockdown. You're on house arrest without an equipage. You're definitely on house arrest because you can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing. But you're there for her. So give us your closing statements, man. We're going to close this out. The best advice ever.
Well, no matter what, no matter how you look at it, it's always about self. And I think you reiterated that you have to be happy within yourself. You have to know how to make yourself happy, but you can't be selfish. So just keep that in mind. It's all about self. It's all about you, but you don't want to be selfish. And I think the most important thing is to establish before you even enter a relationship what you will do and what you will not do. And if there's something on your list that you absolutely will not do, then don't do it. And I think that's the best advice, again, because that's where it comes to knowing yourself. That says, I know what I want. I know where I'm willing to go, where I'm not willing to go. But once you've established it, I'm encouraging everyone out there who's listening, stick to it. Even if you think it hurts you or, I'm willing to change or, you know, I like this person or that person, I might be willing to bend it a little bit. Don't bend. And then you will have an opportunity to be happy within yourself because I guarantee you, if you have given it thought and you said, this is something I don't want to do, I would never do, then don't do it because once you do it, first of all, you're going to start feeling bad about yourself and then you're going to have problems down the line. Then it's going to be this blame game. So know yourself, know what you want, and stick to it.
I love it. I love it. What more better advice can you give? My advice is truly, truly know what you want, first off. If you're in a position to get what you want, then don't settle. Make sure you have your life right before you try to get somebody else's life in your life. You have to be whole yourself. Two dead batteries can't start no car. You can't go with somebody and their battery dead and yours is charged. And then if theirs is charged and yours is dead, then you can't have a relationship. And women don't want no dead battery man. Make sure you have your batteries charged. Make sure that when the sparks are flying, make sure that you have the opportunity where you are fully charged. And if you're not, then don't get in a relationship with a woman who needs a charged battery man because she don't want to charge up somebody. She don't even want to jumpstart somebody in some cases. So you have to really, really realize that you have to come to the relationship whole. I was talking to a relationship individual the other day who wants a relationship. She says, "But so I got everything a man could want." And she does. She's drop dead gorgeous. She has awesome business. She has property, 3 or 4 houses that you could make love in. She has she travels, but she says she's looking for a man who's definitely not broke. He has to have a check, some kind of check coming. She wants somebody to be, you know, retired or semi-retired, you know, in 65 or age range, but you have to have a check. She was explaining to me that she met a guy, and he worked for himself all his life. So he didn't put anything into Social Security. So now he's 69 years old, but he has no Social Security check coming. So he didn't put anything into it. He wasn't thinking about that. He was young. She don't want that kind of man. She wants a man who has a check coming, you know, some kind of check coming from retirement, Social Security, something that they can guarantee know that will be in a relationship. Women want to feel secure. If they know that you don't have nothing, God bless you. You know, I feel for you, but I can't reach you. So that's my advice. I want you to come out on July 22nd. I want you to be there. I want you to tell people about the event and let people know that they can get tickets at www.bethermagazine.com. Where are all my friends? That's what I want to know. Where are all my friends? See you next Saturday.